WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. House Republicans passing a stopgap bill to fund the government Tuesday. Zero votes from Democrats. And now advances to the Senate, where it will require a supermajority of at least 60 votes to pass. President Trump threatened to double his planned tariffs on steel and aluminum from 25% to 50% for Canada. That led the government of Ontario to suspend its surcharges on electricity sold to the U.S., and so the White House pulled back to just 25%. Through it all, stocks plunging. ABC's Michelle Franzen.
President Trump and the White House brushing off concerns, saying any disruptions will be good for the U.S. economy in the long run. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
We are in a period of economic transition.
More than 1,300 Department of Education employees laid off Tuesday night as the Trump administration works to fulfill its promise to dissolve the agency. Measles outbreaks, West Texas and New Mexico, now up to more than 250 cases, and two unvaccinated people have died from measles-related causes. This is ABC News. Tiger Woods is out with another injury. The golf great says he ruptured his left Achilles tendon and had surgery this morning. It's likely to keep him out of the Masters next month. Lingering anger is one of the many remnants left following the first official declaration of a global pandemic, March 11th, 2020.
5 years after the lockdowns, the mask mandates, and the distrust of the medical system, the way many ordinary Americans treat healthcare workers is one of the lasting effects of the pandemic, says nurse practitioner Lisa Olson-Gugerty at Syracuse University.
I see lots of my fellow colleagues exhausted and tired, and there's still that presence of the public denying COVID.
She says the nation's healthcare system is still not what it once was. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Explorers from the Great Lakes Shipwreck Historical Society say they located the wreckage of the Western Reserve, a cargo ship that sank in Lake Superior in 1892. 27 people were killed when a storm cracked the ship in half. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks in Indianapolis to take on the Pacers tonight. But the Bucks organization shocked and saddened at the news that Junior Bridgman has passed away. Bridgman played for the Bucks from 1975 to 1984, then later became a successful businessman, sitting on several boards of directors and growing his own business to over 100 restaurants, Wendy's and Chili's, many in southeastern Wisconsin. Last fall, Bridgman was included as a partner in the ownership of the Bucks.
10, 12 years ago, when there was rumors of the team possibly going to this city or that city, I said, that cannot happen. The people here deserve to have a team. They've supported a team even when those years when we weren't very good. They support them now. Why would you move the team from here?
Bridgman at an event today in his home city of Louisville, witness saying he grabbed his chest, saying he might be having a heart attack, rescuers unable to save him. Junior Bridgman was 71 years old. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Robert Redford has come out of retirement to make his first acting appearance in 6 years. The 88-year-old will appear on an episode of AMC in Dark Winds. Redford is also an executive producer, along with Game of Thrones producer George R.R. Martin. Redford will appear on episode 1 of season 3, which will air this coming Sunday night. Redford requested his scenes be shot on a closed set due to his insistence on appearing in his altogether. The show Dark Winds is set in the 1970s and follows a Navajo police unit. The show's director, Chris Ayer, says as Redford's fellow executive producer, George R.R. Martin, will also have a cameo in the first episode of season three. He added that the season three executive producer cameos were part of the plan since season one. He also admitted that despite Redford being a phenomenal and supportive producer, the idea of directing the legendary actor really freaked him out. New episodes of Dark Winds drop on AMC Sunday nights. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few flurries or a little bit of light snow in the overnight, otherwise plentiful clouds. Temperatures dropping to the mid and upper 20s. On Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine will continue with an afternoon high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. It's 30 at our studios.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, a preview of the Wisconsin Supreme Court debate with Matt Rothschild and Angela Lang filling in. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, top of the Tuesday to you. Vanishing protesters, how Trump's ICE is silencing the next generation. We'll get into that in just a moment. Also, America's sickest reality show, crowdfunding cancer cures while billionaires hoard billions. Also, this guy says that he can murder the FBI and the police who investigated him for his rioting on January 6th because Trump pardoned him. Seriously, a judge, you know, finally said, no, sorry, buddy, but hey, it hasn't made its way to the Supreme Court yet. You just don't know. We'll talk about those things in this first hour. In the second hour of our program, Donald Trump cannot hide the real killers of the American dream or the homeless people left behind. Also, why was Mark Kelly accused of being a traitor by Elon Musk? Was it because he did the unthinkable, visiting and supporting Ukraine? Is Musk in this with Putin? Is that what's going on? And why? And senators want to know why RFK Jr. dined with Big Pharma executives at Trump's private club. The Big Pharma executives apparently paid millions for this meal. And him and Sean Hannity, RFK Jr. and Sean Hannity, were eating at Steak and Shake, where they've gone from seed oil to beef tallow for their French fries. Oh, isn't that healthy? And measles? Well, just take your cod liver oil and you're good to go, right? We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program, too. In the third hour of our program, get ready for the Trump session. This is Trump and recession. Maybe it should be Trump-deshin? Trump depression? I don't know. But we could probably crowdsource a better phrase. As global markets are failing, is Donald Trump's real plan to break America and get richer for himself and his friends? Does anybody see a different plan? Is this just, you know, billionaires trying to create a buying opportunity? You know, flush all those 401ks, those average middle class people out of the stock market, force them to sell off their stocks so that they can pay their rent and then buy that stock super cheap and ride the market back up again? We'll see. We'll talk about that in the third hour. Also, the Canadian tariff war escalates. Doug Ford, the premier of Ontario, as I recall, was on CNN this morning explaining how he's putting a 25% tariff on electricity on three states, New York, Michigan, and Minnesota. And he called up their governors to apologize and said you should call it a Trump tariff. Well, Trump just responded on his Nazi-infested social media site saying that he's going to double the tariffs on Canada and put a huge tariff on their cars. Yeah. We'll talk about that in the third hour of the program. What does that mean? Where is that going? What's this all about? And, of course, I'll be taking your calls all day. It's just you and me. No guests today. Just you and me for the 3 hours of our program. My daily take, published over at HartmanReport.com this morning, is titled Vanishing Protesters, How Trump's ICE is Silencing the Next Generation. This is the story of a guy named Mahmoud Khalil, who was born in a Palestinian refugee camp in Syria. Talk about a rags-to-riches story, a success story. This brilliant young man got a job at the U.S. Embassy in Beirut, Lebanon, and a scholarship to the Lebanese American University, where he got his undergraduate degree in computer science. Then he moved to New York and got into Columbia University and got a graduate degree from Columbia University's School of International and Public Affairs. He's married to an American citizen who is 8 months pregnant. He has committed no crimes, although there have been a couple of apparently kind of hardcore Netanyahu supporter types associated with Columbia University who've been agitating for his arrest. Well, that's what happened over the weekend. The ICE officials, this is now, I've been telling you this for 2 years now, or actually for 5 years now, that ever since they showed up here in Portland without uniforms, snatching people off the streets and putting them in vans and, you know, hauling them off, you know, that ICE is Trump's Gestapo, his private police. And they snatched him. And this is, by the way, after he sent, this was the day after he sent a letter to Katrina Armstrong, who's the acting president of Columbia University. Apparently, she had just met with somebody from Israel who was complaining about, you know, student protests. And he sent her a note on March 7th. He was snatched on March 8th. He said, "Since yesterday, I've been subjected to a vicious, coordinated, and dehumanizing doxing campaign." And he names the Columbia affiliate, the guys at Columbia who he says were trashing him. He says, "They've labeled me a security threat and called for my deportation." He said, "Their attacks have incited a wave of hate, including calls for my deportation and death threats." He says, "I haven't been able to sleep. I'm fearing that ICE or a dangerous individual might come to my home. I urgently need legal support, and I urge you to intervene and provide the necessary protection to prevent further harm." Columbia University ignored this. Now, as I said, this guy has not been even charged with a crime. To quote Ann Coulter, yes, that Ann Coulter, who tweeted about this yesterday or the day before, she said, quote, "There's almost no one I don't want to deport, but unless they've committed a crime, isn't this a violation of the First Amendment?" Yes, Ann, it is. The First Amendment is unambiguous. It says, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for the redress of grievances." And it's not like they just kind of threw this thing in there like, oh, what the hell, let's just create a First Amendment, right? This is what George Washington said. "If men are to be precluded from offering their sentiments on a matter which may involve the most serious and alarming consequences that can invite the consideration of mankind, reason is of no use to us. The freedom of speech may be taken away, and dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter." Yeah, here we are. Or Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin said, "Freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. When this support is taken away, the constitution of a free society is dissolved, and tyranny is erected on its ruins." But Donald Trump was having none of that. If you speak out in ways that he does not like, he wants you punished brutally. He went on his Nazi-infested social media site and said, "ICE proudly apprehended and detained Mahmoud Khalil, a radical foreign pro-Hamas student on the campus of Columbia University. This is the first arrest of many to come." Yeah. His crime, Khalil's crime, appears to have been being a negotiator between some of the more radical students and the university, trying to achieve a peaceful resolution to this. Keep in mind, this is a guy who's got a master's degree in this kind of thing from, you know, Columbia's School of International Studies. The New York Times reports, they quote this Joseph Holly, who's a classics professor at Columbia, who's known Khalil for a couple of years. And he says, this is someone who seeks, he called him a consummate diplomat. And brave yet mild-mannered and gentle. He said, this is someone who seeks mediated resolutions through speech and dialogue. This is not someone who engages in violence or gets people riled up to do dangerous things. So it's really disturbing to see that kind of misrepresentation of him. But this is what dictatorial regimes always do. They don't want students protesting. Back in the 60s, I got arrested protesting against the war in Vietnam. Louise and I were active participants and Students for a Democratic Society and many of the protests at Michigan State University. I continue to believe that the reason the war in Vietnam was actually ended, when and how it was because students were in the streets. But that's just the beginning. I mean, the SNCC protest, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, against the segregated lunch counters, SNCC was, you know, one of the leaders of this thing, led directly to the Civil Rights Act of 1965. Students. The free speech movement at UC Berkeley. Remember Mario Savio? I mean, you have to be a certain age, I suppose. This inspired, you know, student free speech movements across the world. Greta Thunberg's Fridays for Future movement has sparked youth protests across the planet. The Soweto uprising of 1976, these were black South African students protesting against apartheid. You know, it so upset Elon Musk's family that he left the country, right? Presumably. The Iranian student revolution of 1979. Now, you know, it led to the Shah leaving the country. The result wasn't exactly what everybody was hoping for. Well, maybe not. I don't know. It's hard to say. But the students did this. The 1989 Velvet Revolution in Czechoslovakia, which led that country to a peaceful transition to democracy, led by students. The Hong Kong Umbrella Movement, led by students in 2014. Now, ultimately, it was crushed. But, you know, the Tiananmen Square movement, for that matter, was led by students. I mean, even Richard Nixon, the wannabe fascist, didn't consider arresting and deporting students. I mean, yeah, they came after us. They came after us mostly with drug laws. But, you know, it wasn't like this. I mean, we are standing on the verge of a very different form of government if Donald Trump gets away with this. Now, this case was appealed before a federal judge in New York, and or perhaps it was D.C., and that judge is going to be ruling this week. I believe that they have until Friday. I could be wrong. I'll have to track that down, but it's this week to decide whether or not they can deport this guy. Because, he's got a green card. He's a permanent resident. It's really hard to get a green card. There's 13 million people in this country with green cards. More people with green cards than, quote, illegal immigrants. And once you've got a green card, you can basically only have it revoked if you commit an actual crime and are convicted of it. And he not only has not committed a crime, he hasn't even had a court process. So are students going to find the courage to take to the streets like we did in the 60s? Is Trump going to go after student protesters next who are American citizens? Will any elected Republicans find the spine, the courage, or the principles to defy this takedown of the work that our founders fought and died for? As they say in the radio business, stay tuned. You can read all about it at HartmanReport.com. I'll be right back with America's sickest reality show. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stock market down about 500 points right now as Trump is threatening to double tariffs on Canada. How dare you react to what I did? If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code TOM.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the groundbreaking achievements of Elizabeth Bayard. She defied the odds to become the first female journalist in Northeast Wisconsin. It was the mid-1800s. Bayard was considered a trusted voice as she wrote about the developing area of the territory known as Green Bay. Her reporting revealed the stories of women and families, offering a fresh perspective in a male-dominated press at that time. Perseverance, passion, and breaking barriers, Bayard is a part of Green Bay and Wisconsin history, and a symbol of the progress women continue to make every day. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Lisa Hale.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, have you had your Field of Greens today? I mean, we're all human. I don't always eat healthy. You don't always eat healthy. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. It's a delicious glass of Field of Greens every day. It's like a nutritional armor for your body. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney groups, metabolism, even healthy weight. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens, but most of all, I love the confidence that even if I have a cheat day or binge out on cookies, I can enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition my body needs daily. So let me get you started with my special discount. Get over to their website, fieldofgreens.com, and check out there's a whole variety of different flavors. These are, you know, like powdered fruit and vegetable powder that you stir into water. They're just delicious. And I just got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. You got to check this stuff out. It's great and it's delicious. Fieldofgreens.com. And the code to get 20% off your first order is Tom, T-H-O-M, fieldofgreens.com.
No knock at the door. Took him away, left his books on the floor. A voice for the lost, a call for the free. Now locked in a cell, a ghost we can't see. They say stay quiet, don't fight it, just kneel. But history screams that silence can kill. Is this the end of student protest? Is this the death of free debate? Speak out and vanish, they'll call you a danger. When power decides what's love and what's hate.
What about 25 minutes past the hour? Indeed. So when I was on my vacation with my family this week, typically what we'll do is, you know, rent a house someplace. But this time, the parents of the grandkids contingent wanted to go on a Carnival cruise ship because they've got just great things for kids. I'm not a big fan of that, but what can I say? So on the last day of the cruise, they were selling T-shirts to support St. Jude's. And, it's kind of a cool thing. St. Jude's is a great hospital. They're doing wonderful stuff. And there's this long line of people who are signing up, you know, who are in line to, you know, give them $20 or $25 to buy a T-shirt with the money going to St. Jude's. And it just kind of occurred to me that, really, we only in America do we have to basically crowdfund through charity hospitals for kids with cancer or the Shriners, you know, kids with birth defects. And then there's the TV ad, you know, where they say, we learned that we could sell our policy when a friend did so to pay their medical bills. Oh, you can sell your insurance policy if you're old and broke. That sure isn't happening in Canada, Costa Rica, Japan, Taiwan, or South Korea. But 500,000 families go bankrupt every year in America because somebody got sick. Another ad sells reverse mortgages because your Social Security isn't enough anymore. I mean, it just goes on and on. And it's just Jeff Bridges, his No Kid Hungry. Well, 1 in 5 American children experience hunger every year in the richest country in the world. It would cost $25 billion to end all childhood hunger in the United States. And the 4 richest guys in America, Musk, Bezos, Gates, and Zuckerberg, added $400 billion to their wealth since 2020. $400 billion additional that they all made, and it would cost $25 billion to end childhood hunger. But hey, we can't tax billionaires.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's absolutely insane, and you can thank 5 corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court for it. Amazing. Stick around.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be. And that is on the road to recovery with one free phone call. My specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. House Republicans passing a stopgap bill to fund the government Tuesday. Zero votes from Democrats. And now advances to the Senate, where it will require a supermajority of at least 60 votes to pass. President Trump threatened to double his planned tariffs on steel and aluminum from 25% to 50% for Canada. That led the government of Ontario to suspend its surcharges on electricity sold to the U.S., and so the White House pulled back to just 25%. Through it all, stocks plunging. ABC's Michelle Franzen.
President Trump and the White House brushing off concerns, saying any disruptions will be good for the U.S. economy in the long run. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
We are in a period of economic transition.
More than 1,300 Department of Education employees laid off Tuesday night as the Trump administration works to fulfill its promise to dissolve the agency. Measles outbreaks, West Texas and New Mexico, now up to more than 250 cases, and two unvaccinated people have died from measles-related causes. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Duchess of Sussex, also known as Meghan Markle, has taken a lot of verbal and tabloid abuse for her show, I Really Wish I Was Martha Stewart, a.k.a. With Love, Meghan. Critics don't like it, and according to Rotten Tomatoes, only 20% of audiences like it. Having said that, the show has been renewed for season two, and according to the New York Post, the crew absolutely loves her and said she treats everyone wonderfully. Why wouldn't she? She's a duchess with a horrible hit TV show. I can't think of anyone luckier. Mr. Scarlett Johansson, a.k.a. Colin Jost, was roasted on Saturday Night Live during Weekend Update by Lady Gaga's fictional husband, Lord Gaga, played by Mikey Day, who went on and on about how horrible it must be to live with a woman who makes so much more money than her husband. According to the Post, Colin Jost muscles through life with a net worth of just $10 million, and his wife Scarlett Johansson is worth $165 million. Somehow, they managed to make it work. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Milwaukee Bucks in Indianapolis to take on the Pacers tonight. But the Bucks organization shocked and saddened at the news that Junior Bridgman has passed away. Bridgman played for the Bucks from 1975 to 1984, then later became a successful businessman, sitting on several boards of directors and growing his own business to over 100 restaurants, Wendy's and Chili's, many in southeastern Wisconsin. Last fall, Bridgman was included as a partner in the ownership of the Bucks.
10, 12 years ago, when there was rumors of the team possibly going to this city or that city, I said, that cannot happen. The people here deserve to have a team. They've supported a team even when those years when we weren't very good. They support them now. Why would you move the team from here?
Bridgman at an event today in his home city of Louisville, witnessing he grabbed his chest, saying he might be having a heart attack, rescuers unable to save him. Junior Bridgman was 71 years old. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few flurries or a little bit of light snow in the overnight, otherwise plentiful clouds. Temperatures dropping to the mid and upper 20s. On Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine will continue with an afternoon high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. It's 30 at our studios.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome in author Laura Ann Bird to talk to us more about what we can find in a book, or in the case of this week, a book club.
It's called a silent book club. You go to either a coffee shop or distillery or bar with a bunch of other people. You're all reading different books. You walk away from these with like great recommendations. It's sort of like a show and tell of what everyone's reading.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Brad Schimmel says he'll be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court to support Donald Trump's agenda. Deb Krautmiller joins us from the League of Women Voters. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Another GoFundMe in the dead of night. Tell me, how did we sink so low? Welcome to America's sickest reality show.
Sell your house, pawn your ring, pray to God for what the rich won't bring. Got a sickness? Well, here's the twist. Only the wealthy get to exist. Oh, say, can you see the greed overflow? Welcome to America's sickest reality show.
Billionaires burn cash to race through space while grandma signs her home away. Kids with cancer better hope and pray, cause tax-free yachts take the bill today. The cameras roll, the script is tight. A working man drowns while the sharks take flight. Tell me, how did we sink so low? Welcome to America's sickest reality show.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. So just a quick note here, and then I'll pick up your calls. Edward Kelly is a fellow who was the fourth person to invade the Capitol building on January 6th. Fourth guy in after assaulting multiple police officers. He was convicted of that. Then he was pardoned by Trump, and he got out of jail. And then he attempted to track down and murder the police officers who was involved in investigating his case and testified against him in court. He got busted for that, and his lawyers went to court and appealed and said Donald Trump's pardon covers anything that has to do with January 6th, including this guy's effort to assassinate the police officer who testified against him. Now, the judge, this is U.S. District Judge Thomas A. Varlin, who was he was appointed to the Eastern District of Tennessee by George W. Bush, ruled that the pardon does not apply to defendants' convictions for conspiracy to murder employees of the United States, solicitation to commit a crime of violence, or influencing a federal official by threat of violence. But, you know, it hasn't gone to the Supreme Court yet, so who knows where this is all going to end up. All right, so what's on your mind today? Let's pick up some calls here. Tina in Chicago. Hey, Tina, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Long time, first time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking my call, and welcome back. I've been listening forever. I remember when Bernie used to come on once a week, and I would be glued. I'm working in the background and listening to the two of my professors. But
yeah, we did that for 11 years.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Wanted to ask a question that's been going just in my mind and bugging me even before the election took place. Do you think that Trump's administration's actions against Ukraine, taking away the weapons and the intelligence, et cetera, would fall under the category of war crimes?
I do.
And if so, I do too. And if so, do you think he could be prosecuted or those in league with him, including Musk, by The Hague? That's my question.
Well, they could try. I believe they've issued an arrest warrant for Netanyahu, for war crimes. The problem is that we're not a signatory to the treaty, or perhaps it's called a convention. I forget which in the case of The Hague. That established the International Criminal Court, or perhaps we were an original signatory and we got backed out of it. I'd have to go back and look at the history, but at the moment we are not a respecter of that institution. So our country would not be obligated to surrender Trump for prosecution, and frankly I doubt that, given how vindictive Donald Trump is, and how most of Europe is right now majorly freaked out that Trump has gone full Putin, that I doubt that they would want to, you know, rub salt in that wound or whatever the appropriate metaphor is. That's probably not the best one, but you get my point.
I do.
You know, poke that hornet's nest. It's probably a better one.
Right, and I can understand that.
But yeah, I do think it's a war crime. I mean, you know, Putin's invasion of Ukraine was patently illegal. It was a violation of the UN Charter. It was a violation of multiple, you know, international laws. Most significantly, it was a violation of a treaty that Putin and Zelensky sat down together at the same table and signed in 2019 that ended the conflict after Crimea had been taken. Crimea was taken in 2014.
Right.
In 2019, Russia and Ukraine, and this is what Zelensky was trying to tell Trump in the White House. He said, you know, we signed a peace agreement with Putin, and he violated it. And that's when Trump went bat guano crazy on
ballistic. Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he did.
So.
One last thing I want to say is Muskrat is absolutely, without question, in league with Putin. He is, and he probably won't wake up until he falls out of a window.
Yeah.
Bless you, Tom.
Yeah.
Thank you for your
thank
time.
You. Thank you, Tina. Yeah, I wish no man harm, but anyway, Roger in Seattle. Hey, Roger, what's on your mind today?
Welcome back. Thank you for having Jefferson last week, and I knew you had a question earlier with an earlier first caller about Harding. His oil scandal was with Albert Fall,
who was the Secretary of the Interior at the time. Wasn't that Coolidge? Wasn't that the Coolidge administration, or was that Harding?
No, you look it up. It's
Harding.
Teapot Dome scandal, Albert Fall.
Yeah, I recall.
I was trying to say, it wasn't Albert Fall that gave the name to Fall, which was correct, because Fall did do the crime, and Fall guy means something else.
Yeah,
so anyway, he
took a bribe.
Hello?
Yeah, he took a bribe, Albert Fall.
Right, and Fall Guy is to be somebody that Trump and Musk accuse, like these poor new federal employees, of doing something wrong when they didn't. So that the new federal employees are the Wikipedia definition of Fall Guy, that they're being accused of something they didn't do.
Interesting, yeah.
But the topic for today is the latest thing about the ABA interview on NPR. And then I didn't know that SCOTUS Chief Roberts also echoed and said, you threaten judges, you're gone too far. So I think
that was in his letter to
as a result,
to
you should name the next federal housing place for Trump, the MAGA Trump Penitentiary. Because he's going to find himself until he dies in court. And I think Musk is going to find out that the way of Trump is to spend billions on keeping yourself out of jail. And it'll be interesting to see whether he's successful or not.
Yeah. I doubt either Trump or Musk have any genuine risk of going to jail ever. But
they'll spend all that money on lawyers instead of yachts.
Yeah, maybe. They've got plenty of money. Certainly enough money to buy as many lawyers as they need. I mean, we've watched Donald Trump wiggle out of so many things because he could game the system. But the thing with Elon Musk is that he's being punished, you know, in the financial markets right now. And,
people that are going violent against cars and dealerships now, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. I'm not an advocate of violence or of vandalism. But it does seem that, you know, Musk I think he's facing two risks, two big risks. The first is that Trump will turn against him. When public opinion against Musk reaches the point where Trump can just no longer sustain it, you know, sustain their relationship, Trump's going to dump him. He's dumped everybody. I mean, you know, look at the long history. Everybody thinks, Donald Trump is my best friend. And then as soon as he doesn't need them or as soon as they become a liability, you know, he dumps them. Number one. And number two, he's killed off Twitter. He's destroyed the value of that corporation. He's got SpaceX. He keeps blowing up rockets. Half of Europe right now is planning on pulling the plug on Starlink. Poland has been paying, you know, millions of dollars a month for Starlink to be used in Ukraine. And then Musk goes out and tweets at the Polish foreign ministry. He says, shut up, little man, to the Polish foreign minister. Europe is looking at canceling Starlink. France is offering 40,000 or talking about offering 40,000 receivers for their internet satellite system that they've got up. So, I have a feeling Musk is at some point going to regret what has happened. But you just never know. We'll see. Roger, thanks for the. I mean, the guy is rich enough; he can survive damn near anything. Gary in Kansas City, Kansas. Hey, Gary, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, I wanted to call in and talk about Trump having the depression trifecta.
Mm-hmm.
That trifecta is tariffs plus billionaire tax cuts plus massive layoffs, which create all the ingredients for baking a Great Depression cake.
Yep.
It's timely that you were just discussing Harding and Coolidge, because the Great Depression occurred as a result of their tax cuts, bringing the tax rate down from 71% to 24% in 1929, enriching the billionaires and setting up a stagnant economy for the market crash.
Yep.
It's also timely that tax rates, there was another crash in 1987 under Reagan, which was even steeper than 1929 crash, believe it or not.
Initially, yes.
The tax rates decreased prior to that crash from 94% in 1945 down to 38% in 1987.
Yeah, actually, Reagan got it all the way down to 25% for a little less than 1 year. I think it was 11 months. And then he bounced it back up to 28%, and then, you know, eventually it got back up into the 30s. But yes, you're right.
That's correct. Then the third financial meltdown was in 2008, where the tax rates were already low, the top income tax rates, but Bush decreased them even 3% further in 2001 and 2003, plus they cut the capital gains tax by a fourth from 15% to 20%, thus setting the stage for the 2008 meltdown.
Yeah. Not to mention the deregulation of the financial markets. And I think it's important to remember, Gary, and I'll let you finish your thought there. We're going to hit a break in just a second. I just wanted to jump in. It's important to remember that of the last 11 recessions, 10 of them were started during Republican presidencies.
And it also seems that the seventh or eighth year of a Republican presidency is more dangerous than all the rest, because of the cumulative effects of the deregulation, the tax cuts, sometimes tariffs, and in this case with Trump, massive layoffs. The longer it builds up, the more it crashes.
Exactly. Von Mises was wrong, and you know, FDR and his buddies, they were right. Thank you very much, Gary. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
FDR and John Maynard Keynes. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wbzh.fm/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of, like, why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
I walked in the door, they said, watch what you say. But I knew the truth don't matter anyway. First thing I did, tore the watchdogs down, said the deep state was out to take my crown. CIA, FBI, I called them a joke. Truth's just a fire, and I love the smoke. Took their reports, threw them in the bin, cause facts don't count when you know you can spend. Strong man, treat them like fools.
Break the law,
just change the game. When you're on the refs, you don't feel no shame.
52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Jeff in South Fulton, Tennessee. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for putting your voice out there. We all appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Hey, I just want to let you know, I went to my first protest yesterday and had a fantastic experience. Mm-hmm. Hooked up with a local indivisible group and delivered a message to Mitch McConnell's office in, of all places, Paducah, Kentucky, down in deep, deep, deep MAGA territory.
Mm-hmm. Is that where the protest was?
Yeah, actually it was. We had about 30 people. All together, and it was really neat. The people came out were incredibly positive, but all felt a real sense of urgency. I was listening to your show on the way home and heard about Mr. Khalid. or Mr. Khalil, excuse me.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of a time that I spent in Guatemala back in the 70s and had met some people that actually experienced the disappearances. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering what your thoughts are on that. Is this just the first of a beginning, or is this just something to get people fired up?
We're going to find out over the course of this week and probably the next few weeks, because, you know, this has been taken to court. The Trump administration is being sued for detaining this guy and moving him 1,000 miles away so that he wouldn't have easy access to his 8-month pregnant wife or his attorney. They moved him down to Louisiana to a federal detention facility there. And, you know, it's being challenged. You can't pull a green card from somebody except through a very specific legal process, which the government did not engage in here. This looks like this is Donald Trump or people within his orbit, you know, simply giving, you know, imperial orders and ICE, you know, jumping to do what they want. Turns out, by the way, that that ICE agent that Donald Trump called out favorably during his State of the Union address was one of the guys who was involved in the raid on this guy. So,
oh my gosh,
fascinating stuff. Yeah, that was a guy from Honduras, I think. He was from one of the Central American countries who came to the United States and became an ICE agent.
Right. It was really impressive to see the marches that immediately broke.
For spray foam?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Hills?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Hey, Hills, you're on the air. My apologies to the fellow I just hung up on. I'm, you know, who was that? Jeff, I believe.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm a blue-collar guy, and I'm at work with somebody. But in any case, my idea, Tom, and the question for you is, you know, I support Kathy Hochul and that congestion tax. I lived in Manhattan for several years, but the United States is a country club I belong to, and it's real cheap. I just pay my taxes. Mm-hmm. You know, the billionaires are paying less the percentage than I am, and they run all their truck fleets on all the bridges and highways, and they're not paying. They're libertarians. Don't think they should pay. And I think our roads and bridges need to be fixed, and I think they should have a sticker on their truck or a shield like on the New York taxis, the old yellow ones, in order to drive on our roads.
Yeah, well, you know, the roads are largely funded through gasoline taxes, at least at the state level, and also at the federal level, I believe. But I get your point. I mean, the billionaires don't like to pay income taxes. I don't think the income taxes have quite that much to do with it. But it is a very real problem of, you know, scofflaw, deadbeat billionaires in America. Hills, thanks for the call from Santa Barbara, and again, my apologies to the previous caller. I touched the touchpad apparently a little too aggressively. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Donald Trump can't hide the real killers of the American dream. Who is that? What is causing homelessness? Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pete Schwabba.
Our next live broadcast is Thursday, where I welcome Mary Mack, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then comedian Rob Brackenridge joins me in the studio. Always fun.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Earl Ingram.
Today we are seeing the largest number of humanitarian emergencies since after World War II. We should be expanding our life-saving aid programs, not shutting them down during this time of crisis. I don't care where they come from. They are human beings. We weren't even having this conversation before 7 weeks ago, before Donald Trump took office, before a monster took office.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump says he wants to close the Department of Education, and Tuesday night the layoffs began. More than 1,300 workers, half of the workforce.
The majority of funding for schools is done at the local level, but the Department of Education provides funding for some of the poorest school districts, often in really rural parts of the country. There's a big concern right now among teachers that those students will not get funding that they're entitled to.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. The Republican-supported government funding bill to keep the government from shutting down Friday passed in the House Tuesday. It now advances to the Senate. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says he'll adopt a recommendation from the NTSB calling for a ban on helicopter operations near Reagan Airport. This after that deadly mid-air collision between a Black Hawk helicopter and a passenger plane. Billy Joel postponing several concert dates following a recent surgery and upcoming physical therapy. Joel recently falling on stage. This is ABC News.